Next patient is Ellen Haggerty. That's ELLEN. Ellen Haggerty, HAGGERTY. H as in house, HAGG, G as in George, HAGGERTY, T as in Thomas. Date of birth, 3/20/67. Date of visit, 5/28/24. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, TOWNSAND, Townsend, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Michael, thank you for sending Ellen Haggerty for evaluation. Next, history of prison illness. This is a... This is a 57-year-old female who has had a history of cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath with activity. Has had previous episodes of asthmatic attacks and has been treated with bronchodilators. The patient also periodically has been on oral steroids. She has no significant sputum production, and she denies any chest pains, but has recurrent episodes of wheezing and bronchospasm. The patient was recently evaluated by cardiology and has been diagnosed to have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And she has also been treated for hyperthyroidism and hyperparathyroidism. The patient is overweight, but denies a history of obstructive sleep apnea, and states that she has lost weight following a gastric bypass surgery. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history for 3 C-sections. She also has a history for right wrist fracture in 2016. And history for gastric bypass surgery and sinus surgery. The patient is a known hypertensive for more than 25 years. Has had recurrent asthmatic attacks. Next paragraph. Next, next paragraph. Allergies to ceftin and methimazole. Next paragraph. Habits patient denies history for smoking. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke for several years. Denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of kidney disease. Mother died of failure to thrive and fractured vertebrae. They expired a medalist, included albuterol inhaler, 2 pills PRN, Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily, nebulized Duvarap solution, TID PRN. And losartan, 100 milligrams daily. And propyl thiuracil 50 milligram daily, singular 10 milligrams HS, hydroxyzine 25 milligram PRN. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, and chlorothalidone 25 milligrams a day. Next, system review of the patient has had shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Says post-nasal drip, nasal allergies. Says had mild cataracts, no glaucoma. Says fatigue and weight gain. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has asthma and hay fever. She has palpitations, leg and calf muscle pains, and leg edema. No depression or anxiety. And she has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No joint pains or muscle aches. Next. Physical exam, this moderately obese. Middle-aged white female is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 195, saturation 98. HEND are non-phthalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck suffering, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the periphery. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields and prolonged expirations. Heart diathems are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities will no edema or lesions. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, the nerve growth, motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2. History of hypertension. Number 3 is hyperthyroidism. Number 4 is allergic rhinitis. And number 5 is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study and a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count. She was advised to use Advair HFA, 115/21 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID, in place of the Advair Discus inhaler. So also, was advised to get a polysomnographic study, and she will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Was advised to come back for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. I'll review the above studies and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.